Carl Sabatino, and we are back. Heard on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. And what is that, you may ask? Smith Sabatino. It's our pleasure. Joining us in this particular segment is Jerry Parisi. Jerry Parisi is one of America's foremost ad men, to use that phrase, ad men. He lived in that maniacal world for many years. Actually worked with my first wife, as a matter of fact, some years ago. We'll talk about that. But Jerry is what we call the consummate professional. He is an author. He is a program developer. He is an executive producer. And every now and then he finds time to be with his lovely wife, Michelle. I don't know where he gets the time. As a busy man, he's also executive producer of Madhouse TV. I can go on, but with further ado, let me bring on Jerry Parisi. Mr. Parisi, how are you?
My God, what an introduction. And such a snowy day out today. Warmed my heart right up.
How are you? It's always a pleasure. Listen,
well,
I'm going to start this off. I'm going to sandbag you just a little bit to start this little get together.
Okay.
Give me your impression. You and I have been doing this for a long time.
Wonderful long time. I can't say I had any more fun than anybody else other than with you.
It's a maniacal business, but you got to love it to be in it.
Yep.
However, tell me, in your opinion, where do you think this industry is going? I get this all the time. I've just come off the road, as you know.
Yeah.
And with people talking about the business of radio, the business of television, now television, radio, the internet. Where is this business going? Where is our industry going?
Well, I'm thinking they're going to probably insert a chip in somebody's brain and work it that way, where they just turn their eyeball inside out and they can hear everything.
And you're probably right.
I know. The reality is everyone in this industry, to stay on top of the industry, whether it's the Madison Avenue world or any of the adjunct agencies that work along the lines of that, or the film world or the internet world, basically, they're always vying for someone's attention. And of course, Carl, as you know, we get paid by how many eyes see something and how many ears hear it. And I can't tell you the newest plots that they've got somewhere, but I'm going to tell you that I firmly believe things like the holodeck will sooner or later be available. I would imagine that that little chip I was joking with you will probably be something available. You name it, they're going to find a way to get to you. And of course, right now, it's all of our phones, which is becoming the only thing that people do. I mean, you just take a look around you, and I'm not saying anything new. Every single person walking, talking, they're on their phone. They're riding a train. They're in a bus. They're riding a bicycle looking at their phone. It's like we are so engrossed in those phones, smartphones, that we really pass along regular life now. Someone's probably going to figure out how to put a video camera in so you can see regular life on your phone as it's happening.
Well, with that said, Jerry, quick question.
Yeah.
Next trend, what's coming next? What do you think is coming next? Because it's changing. You walk into one store one day, you come out, you go back there 3 weeks later, everything you bought 3 weeks ago is already outdated. What's coming next, though, in the entertainment business? What's your guess?
If I were to guess, I'd probably say everything. If I were to really guess hard, I would say summertime would be nice to come right now. I got to be honest with you. There's so many things trending now that it's hard to keep your finger on every single one of them. It's in my opinion, it's like pick a trend and go with it and see how far it runs before something else knocks you off that.
Right.
I can't even tell you how many electronic things are out there that are going to come to fruition. How many different things. I'm a fan. I like the new Google glasses. I like those. I'm going to be trying a set soon. I certainly like to walk down a street and be able to see what's in front of me. You can't even put your finger on so many ways of getting someone's attention. The real oxymoron here is, how do you actually pay attention to life?
With all of this stuff popped in your ear and in your face.
It's true.
But tell me a bit about what you're doing, though. You've got I was enamored with the work that you're producing over at Madhouse TV.
Thank you.
Good stuff and creative stuff, the kind of stuff, you know, we're in an age where programming is king now because we have so many channels begging for new product. As an example, many of the syndicated, nationally syndicated programs on cable systems are on 5 and 6 channels on that one cable system.
Sure.
Because they're all being bought by local television stations, which run on the cable systems, the big cable nets, the big cable programmers. And so you'll have a program like the Big Bang Theory on in my cable system. It's on 5 separate channels.
Sure.
It's quite
sure
remarkable. About. So what, let's hear about Madhouse TV. What are you doing out at your operation on Long Island?
Well, I got to say that Tom Mealy, Vicky Mealy, Janine Zerilli, and Tommy Marr are the owners of Madhouse TV, and I have a executive producer spot on my own shows, but I also produce theirs. My show is called The Filmmaker Show, and I have a very down-to-earth show where I introduce people not just of the film industry. I bring in the advertising industry, the makeup industry. I bring anything in from models to actors to producers, directors, sound engineers, you name it. If they've got an interesting story to tell, I produce it. I also produce for cable The Long Island View, which is actually a nice show about people who do amazing things here on Long Island. And what they do is we prepare segments, which later on also go on to Cablevision Channel 20. My pride and joy is Legal Straight Talk. I work with Tom Mealy and Brett Harrison of the Harrison Law Group, and we put together that show. And that sort of puts together, it's like sitting in a lawyer's office and learning about your situation without even having to go to a lawyer's office. They'll tell you the legal straight talk, or as they put it, the parlor talk, so you can understand it, of different things such as matrimonial law or insurance, all along those different lines. And they have discussions about it. Greater plans for that show now is to start expanding it to vignettes and scenes, and may take it from a half an hour to a full hour because it's getting an incredible amount of people watching it, calling in. And what I expected would happen is happening. We've got people watching our show on Long Island's Channel 20, now calling the firm, not just for question and answers, but suddenly saying, I need some lawyers, and you sound like the people we need to work
well,
with.
Well, that is the I have the second question to that is, when do you get some sleep? Other than that, it marks a trend in the business.
Yeah.
And the trend is, when and I was on just recently, as you know, out in California, and I've noted the same thing. One of the most watched I noted this in Florida. I've noted it in New Jersey, now California, and also in the state of Arizona. The most watched channels are now the local cable news.
That's right.
And there's a reason for that, because they're on 24/7. They are providing a vital service where you would have, when you were home, the local news channel, which would be, you know, the 2 to 4, the 6, 8, 10, whatever it may be. Now it could be channel 39 because the numbers no longer matter. However, the importance is that local news is really now going into regional news, okay, going into many of the best coverages, as an example, for weather. We're experiencing yet another snowstorm back here in the east. The point is, some of the best coverage is coming from the local cable channels.
Sure, because they're out there.
They're right out there. They're in the middle of the mix, and you got to be out there in order to be able to make this work. You've got to be out there. So
I know my family here on Long Island, what we do is we tend to watch Opt Online's Channel 12. I do watch my own Channel 20, so that I could actually see my own shows. Not that I'm watching them as a fan, but I'm really watching to make sure they look good. And then probably the bigger channels, we do watch ABC, of course, and I tend to watch that, not only because our good friends are all over at ABC, but the fact that that's the one I happen to have grown up with.
But this is a trend all across the country.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break here. I want you to stay with me, Jerry, if you can. I know you're busy. We just can't how busy you really are. But I want you to stay with me just for another segment here. But before that, I want to make this point. This is a trend across the entire country. Okay, and this is not just happening with your situation on Long Island, but again, I've seen it in Jacksonville, Florida.
Sure.
I've seen it in Memphis, Tennessee. I've seen it in Boise, Idaho. The Nebraska Cable System Network, which reaches out to the farmers and so on. This is good stuff. It's good news. It's entertaining. It's informative, and it gets right down into their living room. And that's the difference. It gets into your living room. It's not something that's far away. It's right where you are. It also gets into that handheld, because most of these cable nets are now going into handheld devices. Okay? Something you mentioned earlier. So we're going to take a break here.
All right.
By the way, you know, Roland is not with us today, and I know he's missing this because I'm sure he would have had some good questions for you. We're going to get you back on, but do stay with us.
This is
Carl Sabatino. Our guest in this segment is Jerry Parisi, man about town, Ed Men, all around good guy. And this is Smith Sabatino. You're listening on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. Stay with us.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Natural News is reporting what may be the most bizarre cancer fundraiser ever, in that the fundraiser itself requires behavior that actually causes cancer. In Texas, they're holding a barbecue cook-off event to raise money for cancer research. The Cancer Society itself readily acknowledges barbecued meat as cancer-causing. So the participants raising money for cancer research are engaging in the very activity that causes cancer in the first place. It'd be like a cheeseburger contest for heart patients or a diet soda festival to raise money for brain tumors sponsored by NutraSweet. It's being called Cooking for a Cure, and it'll feature not one, but three kinds of meat. When all current research concludes excess meat consumption all by itself is strongly correlated with numerous cancers. So what's next? Smoking for a cure? From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Can you die of a broken heart? And the answer is yes, but it takes a little while. Here's the social science of it. It's called anniversary deaths, and there's evidence that people pick when they want to pass on. Calamity Jane died of pneumonia on the same day as her lover, Wild Bill Hickok's death. Elvis, so attached to his mother, died 19 years later, 2 days after the anniversary of her death. Death by broken heart, it's extreme, but anniversary reactions can manifest as physical disease, substance abuse, and depression. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if you have someone who misses a loved one on painful anniversary dates, give them extra attention, keep them occupied, and offer a little hope. Give them a reason to live rather than time to dwell on the past. Has this happened to someone in your family? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.